So I beg you, believe. Don't take this heaven from one. If you must cling to someone, now and forever, let it be me. Each time we meet love, I find complete love. Without your sweet love, life be. So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me. I find complete love without your sweet love. What would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and that you'll always let it be me, and that you'll always let it be.
Subway, runaway people, up in Harlem, down Broadway. You're no tramp, but you're no lady. Talking that street talk, you're the heart and soul of New York City.
Show. You were the star when it closed. those couple of songs that we did before. Well, we thought that since you like them so much, we might do a couple more for you. How about that? But this time, I'll tell you what. We're going to need everybody here to put their hands together. Come on. Come on, like you really mean it.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem. It is a special one. It's never seen the sun. It only comes out when the moon is on the run and all the stars are gleaming.
Outside, I've got the month of May.
too soon.
Two of these. Do we have another one? One for each of these little girls right here. We'll get you one in a minute, okay? All right. Well, just in case you do like those songs, they are in this album, as I said, called Frankie Valli Romancing the 60s. And on your way out, there'll be a guy by the door with a crooked nose. His name is Nunzi. He'll make you an offer you can't refuse, I guarantee you. But we are really having a great time here. It's nice to be here in Westbury. I must say, now, I still call it Westbury. I don't care what anybody else calls it. But this is probably the last of the theaters in the round. I mean, you know, you guys are really seeing what this is going to be for maybe the last time. You never know. They may turn this into a motel next week, you know what I mean? The way things go. We have certainly had a whole lot of fun here tonight, and we're going to be here for two more nights. Have you guys out there had enough? Are you sure you haven't had enough? You haven't had enough, man.
Daddy, don't
now put your hands on it.
Yeah! know I didn't even know her name. But I was never gonna be the same. What a lady, what a night.
I'm Brian Brigham from Los Angeles, California. Thank you very much. We're having a great time tonight. You guys are a wonderful audience. Give yourselves a big round of applause. But seriously, it's such an honor and a pleasure to get to do what we do for a living. And that's because of all of you. So thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Landon Beard, and I live in New York City, New York! Hey, I'm having a blast up here, and I know the rest of the guys are too. It looks like you guys are having a good time. Don't be afraid to clap your hands, sing along, stand up. Have a great time. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming out tonight. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brandon Brigham from Los Angeles, California. You know, I'm actually the shy one in the group. You know, I'm a Virgo. I like strawberries. I like playing Scrabble. You know.
How you doing?
Seriously, how you doing? You guys are a great audience. I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you guys that came out tonight. The best audience around.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Todd Fournier, and I'm from Toledo, Ohio!
Shy one, but I do like long walks with Brandon and strawberries. Just kidding.
Hey, we are having a great time up here. We know you're having a great time. We saw you up and dancing. If you feel like dancing, get up out of your seats. Don't worry about the people behind you. They'll have to get up and dance too. Let's rock and roll!
I don't understand this. I thought you told me these guys were all from Jersey. Well, are y'all having a good time out there tonight? You know, we really do love coming back to New York and working, because we always get the opportunity to work with really great, great musicians. And this horn section, I'm telling you right now, we are right on it. Yeah. So let's hear it for the big Sam Palazzo horn section.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is a very horny section. Now, there are a couple of guys in the band that belong to us and travel all over the world. And we're really proud to have them with us. So the first guy we'd like you to meet is back there playing the drums and keeping everybody right in time. And he's originally from Boston, right? Boston, Massachusetts. And yeah, he's a Red Sox fan. Oh, wait, now we'll kill him after the show, not now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear for our drummer, Craig Pilot. And the newest member in our band is Two Nights New. My goodness. We think he's doing a really great job. So let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen, for our bass player, Eric Sittner. Yeah. And, of course, our guitarist, who we really think is incredible. So let's hear it one time for Gary Melvin on the guitar. Yeah. Of course, we all realize that every band needs a musical director and arranger, right? Yeah. I said, right? Yeah. Well, we've been looking for one now for 3 years. This guy has been working with me now for the past 30 years, and he's probably the most important guy in this whole thing, because he really keeps all this music together. Besides the fact that he's incredibly talented, he's one of my closest friends in life, so let's hear it for the very talented Robbie Robinson. Yeah. Now, as I'm sure you all realize that I'm not Jay Black. I'm not going to sing Caro Mi Amai, but he's one of my closest friends. And somebody told me he might be out to see us over the weekend, and I'm really excited about that. We've been friends for over 40 years and worked millions of times together. So let's hear it one time for Jay. Come on. Yeah. Now, we have certainly had an extraordinary career when you think about the fact that we started out in 1962. When I was 10? But seriously, and we have certainly withstood the test of time. Things have really been great for us. There are several times where they said it was over. But There were little spells where nothing was happening. And then things began to happen all over again. And certainly none of it could have happened without you guys out there who went out and bought these records. Yeah, supported us through all the changes in music. Now, truthfully, how many of you out there, have bought Four Season Records over the years? Make a loud noise. All right, one more time, the truth. How many of you out there have never bought a Four Season Record? Make a loud noise, come on. Put their names and telephone numbers. Are you guys out there who didn't buy Four Season Records, you happen to be lucky. Because tonight, Nunzi will be out there with the Four Season Records in case you want to buy some. You know? You know, this is my part of the country, you know. I come from Newark, New Jersey, that's where I'm from. And I grew up here and lived in the projects for most of my life, right up until I became successful. And it was really wonderful, I must tell you that right now. My parents were incredible, with lots of love and lots of support all the time. And I'm sure that it could never have happened without them. And every now and again, I reflect back to being a kid, and I'd be lying in bed at night looking up at the ceiling and saying, God, if only I could have one hit record. I might be able to make enough money for a down payment on a house. Maybe have a few bucks left over for a car. A summer home in Long Island. No good? What's wrong with Long Island, man? We're here, look at all these people, it's terrific. But seriously, you know, I can still remember. And I couldn't have been more than 6 or 7 years old. I remember my mom taking me to see my very first live performance. It was at the New York City Paramount Theater, and believe it or not, the artist that was appearing there was a guy by the name of Francis Albert Sinatra, who I'm sure, the boss. He was really the boss. My goodness, I've never seen anything like that before. I never saw so many women in one place. I mean, they were screaming and yelling and fainting. They're throwing keys and undergarments on stage. Keys and undergarments they were throwing on stage. I didn't say that loud. I said they were throwing keys and undergarments on stage. You know, I told this last night about 400 pair of men's long winter underwear. People, I don't understand. But seriously, one of the most important highlights of my life occurred in 1967. The dream of dreams for me, and that was to have a solo hit record of my own while I was still a part of Four Seasons. And you've been such a great audience. Tonight we'd like to do this song for you and dedicate it to each and every one of you, and especially these two little girls right here.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Side of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Come on, I would like
you
all to help me out.
Yeah. long last love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Come on now, this time I want you to do it like you really mean it. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? I think you're ready. Singing in a minute. We'd love you to join in. All right, I said, all right.